Hey everybody, this is Thomas Stone of Terminal Economics. I think to my longtime listeners and readers of blogs past and present, and writings even on henrymackow.com, who's given me an opportunity to spread the word, the gospel, so to speak. I thank you for stopping by, and I want to put out this quick podcast. I know I haven't been writing much lately, and I just don't get the traction. Obviously, probably get about 10% of the bandwidth I used to get on the old website, but under this kind of this operation, I am much more free to speak my mind. And just keep it in mind that I'm having terrible times with my family and my wife. She doesn't know about this website. So she is a, I guess we could consider a libtard from New York, a Jew. That's my mistake, grave error. Be very careful on whom you decide to remain with. That's what I'm up against. It was god-awful for a long time. It still is awful. I'm quieted in the household. I said, look, you won. You took my name and everything that I had been working on, and and it's gone. So I have to start over. Who knows what the future holds, but what I can tell you is everything that we've been discussing since last decade, even before COVID, and I told you in the subsequent promulgation of the programs of the fiscal and monetary stimuli that were injected into the system, into the global economic system, especially here in the United States, the area that in which I concentrate on, but I'll also from time to time dabble with the former Commonwealth and the European nations as well. I warned and admonished and advised the readers to buy everything that they could get their hands on because of, at the time, I had no idea why they were doing what they were doing. This was back in March and April of 2020. But I said, the people can be puking and dying in the streets. It won't matter. Prices of stocks and assets will continue moving higher, especially single-family residences and residential real estate. I said, I don't know what they're trying to do. I have theories, and this was going back now close to 4 years, I said, but I can tell you what the results will be. The results are going to be catastrophic for the average man on the street. It won't matter if he's puking and dying. Prices of housing will go up. Prices of stocks will go up, and look what we have observed. And I warn the reader, as we wrap up this age, the Great Reset is the Great Tribulation. This is not just hyperbole that I throw out on the website for clickbait consumption. This is actually the truth, and the reason why, and it's very simple, there is no godly way that a biblical Christian such as I am, and I'm sure most of the readers are, meaning you don't belong to a church, an organized religion. You follow the teachings of the Old and New Testament, the scriptures. I don't say it's the New Testament or the Old Testament. It's the entire Bible. The God of Jacob, Israel, with the shed blood of himself manifest in a tent of human flesh in the Jesus Christ. So Jesus will rule over a rod of iron. I look to see the enemies. I just did a little deductive reasoning. What is the name above all names that the people on this planet hate? What is the name above all names that the secret societies hate? The Freemasons. What is the name above all names that the Jew, synagogue of Satan, bankers despise? It is the name of Jesus. They'll cut people off mid-sentence on a live stream or anywhere else if they mention the name Jesus. Now, you can mention Lord, you can mention God. Why? Because Lord God, that sounds Hindu, that sounds Buddhist, that sounds Zoroastrian, right? Ahura Mazda. You can name any Lord. The Sikhs have their gods. The the Islamic faith has a God, a Lord. They call them all the same. My God's the God of Jacob, Israel. Some people call him Yahweh. I say Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. And I told you that the Great Reset coming 2030 and beyond, the average real remnant Christian is not going to be able to survive in this world. And the reason why is because they're going to force us to take injections. AI is going to shut us out. If you mention the name Jesus on AI, you're shut out of banking. You're shut out of everything. And I told you there wouldn't be an economic collapse per se, just an economic transformation. And look at what's transpired with NVIDIA. NVDA, a ticker symbol. Look what's gone on with that stock. If that is not a telltale sign or a clue as to the direction of this monetary, economic, and financial and asset market system, I don't know what else to tell you. Look at the prices of real estate, residential real estate. I continue to get bid out on properties on all cash deals above the market. I don't know who's going in. I have my suspicions, but they're investors. They're buying every stick of real estate they could get their hands on as the governments, the Western central banks, including Russia and China, spend themselves into bankruptcy. Putin's not your friend. The Russian Orthodox Church is not your friend. The Catholic Church is not your friend. If you feel closer to Jesus Christ belonging to a church, just make sure it's Jesus first. My dad was a Catholic. He died a Catholic, but he read the King James. He studied it with me on his deathbed. He passed in his living room. I was reading the Bible to him that afternoon. The priest came in. The nun came in. The social worker came in. The nurse came in. He bid his goodbyes, and he sat with the King James Bible on his chest, and he passed away. And I'm here to tell you, he was a great man, and I miss him very much. And I'm grateful I had him as a father on this planet, in this realm, because he taught me certain things. But if a church brings you closer, don't understand. Don't pray to statues. Don't pray to images. Don't pray to saints. Pray directly. Cut out the middleman. Jesus even said, pray to the Father. So you pray directly to the Father in the name of Jesus. I pray to the God of Jacob Israel, thanking him every day, and I ask, begging him to forgive me and send me the gift of the great comforter. And I pray for my fellow readers on my blog, my fellow Caucasian European people who are being gradually shut out. Don't look for a proverbial economic collapse. There will be none. A quick study of the Bible indicates that there does not need, in fact, I doubt very much there will be any economic collapse. It will be a collapse to the average person on the street. It's an ongoing collapse. I've often used the analogy from myself as a child back when I first remember, back in 1968, I was on my third birthday. I still remember. On my third birthday, there was a small supermarket, grocery store in Main Street in Village of Islip, where I grew up. And I remember my dad and I were in this camera booth, and we had this picture taken. Now, I forget what the age was and so forth, but I was a very, very small lad, and I remember it. And I remember my dad, he had this wool overcoat, he had this crew cut, and he had a smell, but it wasn't a bad smell. I just smell the old wool like you can always picture. And on the back of this picture that I remember, and I came across it several years ago, my mother wrote, Chris's birthday, 12/20/68. So I was three. It was my third birthday. It was the first thing I remember, 1968. And I tell you, what a wonderful time to be alive. I barely remember it. I remember the town hall being built, and it has the keystone in the corner there. It says 1969. So I do remember the late 60s. For some reason, I don't remember the moon landing, but I remember some of the newer moon landings, the fake moon landings back in the early 70s. What I'm saying is that the economy has been gradually collapsing since I was a young lad 55 years ago. And it's transforming into the desired product that the Jew central bankers, the synagogue of Satan, have in mind. And so the NT-only Christians today are waiting for a collapse. They're waiting to be raptured out of here. They concentrate on Paul to the exclusion of most other things. Why? Because Paul's a very easy type of gospel epistle to read, reading the epistles of Paul. Paul never personally met Jesus. Well, he had his moment on the road to Damascus. He also said he reached the third heaven as well, and he wrote that. I think it was in Corinthians. But here's the thing. Go on to YouTube. There are countless people, Christians, who have met Jesus in their visions as well and reached the third heaven. Many, like Brian Melvin, reached hell. I saw a vision of hell on December 8th, 2003 that was the catalyst for me to get my heart and my body and my mind right with the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know who visited me on December 8th, 2003. I don't know if it's important. The voice, the vision that I saw was hell, and then the person, the entity, whether it was God himself, Jesus, or an angel, kept telling me that the Bible was the truth because I wanted to see the truth. He said the truth's in the Bible. He repeated it to me 6 or 7 or 8 times, and I kept saying, no, 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 I want to know the truth, because I was despondent. I saw the lies that was going on because I personally witnessed 9/11. I saw the towers fall. I saw World Trade 7 fall. I was living in Union Square, the Zeckendorf Towers at the time. And I was working downtown in Liberty Plaza, and it was gutted out, and the NASDAQ had to be relocated. Now, that was 23 years ago for me. I haven't had a job in 23 years, and God put me on this path for a reason. I just need to get the word out. I need to say things. You know the research I have had over since I started this blog and the types of blogs I had even on Henry Mackow for a decade now, over a decade. I started writing for him almost 12 years ago. I've had my blogs in one form or another, even with the shortwave show, going on 9 years. The standing orders are the same. There will be no economic collapse in the traditional sense, so don't gauge the asset markets to see if there's going to be a real estate collapse or a stock market collapse or any other type of asset market collapse. I often marvel about how people think there's going to be a stock market collapse and Bitcoin's going to 1 million. You see the non sequitur. Not once since there has been Bitcoin in the mainstream, since it was only a couple thousand dollars below, not once did it not correlate with the other asset markets, either debt or especially equity markets, or even housing. They're all blowing up together. Now, I'm not telling you it's in a Bible. I'm not telling you it's in a bubble. The Bible is very clear on this. There will be no asset market collapse. There's going to be a great amount of wealth created. It'll be in the hands of the Jew synagogue of Satan and the minions who do their will of their father, the devil, who are the Freemasons and the other secret societies. I look at the prophecy of the popes. Now, I do not recommend necessarily latching on to extra-biblical prophecies. However, the Catholic Church is steeped in secrecy. I was a Catholic until 2004. I'm very knowledgeable of the Catholic institution. The prophecy of the Pope seems to be something that the church upper hierarchy seems to be following. And if that's the case, Pope Francis is the last pope. Pope Francis is the worst thing that could have ever happened to the Catholic Church. His doctrine, his philosophy, his teachings are inimical, completely inimical with biblical scripture. How God loves everybody, he says, and that only a loving God would not condemn people to hell. That is Freemason. That's Freemasonry. That's the secret societies. Now, I don't know if that's the Jesuit teaching, but that's the secret society. That's his liberation theology, burping up from the gates of hell, telling us he's condoning homosexual, same-sex marriages, and all sorts of debauchery. He's ecumenical, but so have all the other popes since Vatican II have espoused not just Christian ecumenism, but also entire worldwide ecumenism, saying that we all pray to the same gods and kissing the Quran and kissing the Hindu scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita, and so forth. We have marching orders, and this can continue for the next few years, but I'm here to say that the Great Reset will be the Great Tribulation. It will be the Great Tribulation to biblical remnant Christians like you and me. And so you and I have standing orders. If you are a biblical Christian, you have to figure out a way to get out of working for people for a living. This artificial intelligence is going to be programmed in a way that Christian white Western European Christians are going to be shut out into the wilderness. I'm not talking about the wilderness like in the middle of the Rocky Mountains and nobody around. I'm talking the wilderness, meaning that you could be living at your house, but you won't be able to pay your bills. You won't be able to bank. You won't be able to go down to the store and shop. The proverbial wilderness. And the only thing I can tell you at this point is to craft a life in which you're not dependent on others for a living. First and foremost, get out of working for a person, an entity, a large corporation, and especially the government, and being dependent on government dole and government benefits, because there's going to come a time where you're going to have to take your injections, you're going to have to take your subdermal chip, you're going to have to take a mark in, as the King James and the Latin Vulgate say, in the right hand of the forehead and not on, as the newer versions pervert the doctrine. And so we have to plan. I've been telling you that we need to acquire income-generating assets. And the reason why I've been saying this is because I knew that there would not be an economic collapse in the true sense of the word that have been inculcated into the human psychology. The 80 percentile and below in balance sheet wealth have been, their ways of life have been transforming and collapsing for decades. Only the top 10% have really been staying ahead of the cost of living, the crushing costs of living increases. And so my standing orders are the same. Own your single family property rentals, SFRs, right? Generate passive income. I guess it's not an asset in which you do no work, but you have to teach yourself on how to operate as being a landlord or property manager, even if you're just turning it over to a realtor. Generate that passive income because it's taxed at a lower rate and you're not dependent on others. And we also know that the debt spending under the quantitative easing schemes throughout the world, even in Russia, China, and the other nations, former Commonwealth, Britain, and Europe, and especially here in the United States, and even South America and Central America, we knew that the costs of living would continue to crush the average man, the common man. The Nicolaitans, we can also say, are the synagogue of Satan bankers who have installed their puppets who carry out the social spending, the social largesse that is an indirect tax on the average person. And those who don't have the assets are being crushed. So the bottom 90% are falling behind. The bottom 80% are completely losing out. If you have the top 20 percentile, at least you have a decent 401k, and you probably have a job that's generating good income, and you probably have maybe a vacation home and another home, and you're probably staying out of debt. But if you believe the libtard doctrine and you are fornicating and mixing the breeds and races, the miscegenation, and you're a white person and you believe that having fornicating with the Schwarzes and intermarrying with the Schwarzes, that's your prerogative. But there's nothing biblical about that. Stop with the NT Paul only stuff. If someone were to ask me who I would rely on exclusively in the Bible at the expense of it, it would be John and it would be Jesus. And the reason why I say John is because John just wasn't with Jesus. John was the, other than Jesus, John was the most important prophet in the New Testament because God revealed to him things that no one else had been revealed. No one else in the New Testament saw the things and observed the things that John did in the book of Revelation. And that, to me, in these last days, and we're wrapping it up as this this end time transfers into 2030 and the Great Reset or the Great Tribulation for us remnant Christians, biblical, non-denominational, remnant Christians, Bible-reading Christians, it's going to be very painful for us. And so we have to detach. No cult of personality. Putin is carrying out his orders. And, you know, you pro-Putin people, I listened to Brother Nathaniel last night on Jeff Rentz, and it was a love fest with the Russian Orthodox Church and Putin. I don't know, what are these people going to think when Putin proactively strikes the West with the Chinese CCP in the Ezekiel 38-39 scenario of Jacob's trouble? Are they going to still rally around Putin as the man? Putin is former KGB. Putin is a Christian only to the extent that he's propping up the as a obvious enemy to the West. Now, the West is disgusting. It is culturally the race mixing, the race breeding, the intermarrying, the fornicating. This was forbidden in the Bible. And the reason why is very simple. The reason why is because when all of the mixed breeds and cultures and races and peoples and kindreds and tongues all got together in unity, they always formed a one world government. Just go back to the Tower of Babel, go back to Genesis 6. Whenever they came together as one, God destroyed it. And they always became wickedly evil, just like today. That's why God created the different peoples. It was a buffer. It was a stumbling block for the devil and his servants, the Jew synagogues of Satan, bankers and the Freemasons and such, of forming and engineering a one-world government. And so no longer we're in that. And through hate speech and such, we have it. There you go. Call me racist. Call me misogynist. Call me xenophobe. But if Jesus came back today and the two witnesses came back today, they would be saying things to the average that the average Christian would think were inimical to Scripture. And I'm here to tell you that most Christians today are going to end up in the lake of fire because they're willfully ignorant and they've compromise too much to get along in this world. Our marching orders are the same. Do you understand? Have you just seen what NVIDIA has done? You see what their stock has done? If NVIDIA's stock has collapsed, AI, the artificial intelligence wave, would be put in peril. So, the New World Order, the end-time Babylonian government and the Great Reset will climb a wall of worry where the people will be puking and dying in the streets. Excess death rates will be mounting and increasing. Borders will be overrun in the West. The white people, the physical remnants of Israel, will be castigated and thrown into the streets and into the wilderness if they do not go along with this last day regime. And so these markets will continue to climb. The people won't be able to pay the rent, and prices of real estate will continue to climb. And it's not going to be until Wormwood strikes, or Jesus comes, or Putin and Xi both conspire to take out the West. And so if you're not ready, mentally, spiritually, physically, and especially what I can help you with is financially, you're not going to make it. Stick with your own kind. Unfortunately, I'm physically with my own kind, but spiritually I am certainly not with my own kind, and it is killing me, it is crushing me. It is a millstone that has been crushing me and debilitating me. I'm begging you, if you are not married now, I would probably, and if you are a part of this small remnant, I'd probably recommend to you, don't bother getting married. Because the times will become so perilous over the next few years, going out to 2030 and the Great Reset, that, boy, oh boy, a lot of times it's much easier and faster to travel alone. And so that's the only thing. These are the things I can recommend to you. Don't look for a crash. Don't look for a collapse. If there is a crash, they will just the central bankers will just engineer a 180, start hoisting everything onto their balance sheets, everything not nailed down. Ben Bernanke stated that the quantitative easing balance sheet can extend all the way out, and he famously had admitted or theorized going out to, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, after he had, during and after he was the head of the Federal Reserve, and stated that that the balance sheet can expand as the Bank of Japan's, the BOJ's balance sheet has expanded vis-a-vis Japan's GDP. Right now, their balance sheet, public debt outstanding, is about 240 to 250% of their gross domestic product. The United States is only about 125%. We're about half of what it is in the Bank of Japan. And so if the central banks, if the Federal Reserve engineers another quantitative easing campaign, don't be dismayed if interest rates continue to fall. But with $250 to $350 billion dollars in extra market cap in NVIDIA just in the past couple of days, that is an effective easing of the economic and financial market conditionings. As the profit is continually hoisted onto the balance sheets of the largest and most powerful firms in each economic sector, the wealth and power of the world consolidates into the hands of the few. We're seeing it in real time as we speak, as the ways of life of the average wage slave continues to diminish. And so all I can tell you is embrace the testimony of the Bible. Read it. Study it. The Bible tells me that there is no economic collapse. And you and I are going to be down here because the remnant will see the two witnesses rise up after 3 days at their bodies in the street, and the remnant will be affrighted and have glory, give glory to God, right? The God of Jacob, Israel. So you and I as the remnant will be here. Don't look for a preacher of rapture. We're going through it. Get ready for it. And I guess I'll be putting out more podcasts in the future. I hope you're doing well, everybody. And if you have any questions, please shoot me an email. My email address is thomas@terminaleconomics.com. I have other email addresses, but shoot me an email at thomas@terminaleconomics.com. Prepare for the worst. Hope for the best. And unfortunately, time is running short. Until next time, peace, Godspeed. God bless, and carry the testimony of Christ and the Bible in your heart.